Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. And I want to add love because that's our topic today. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. Sherry Campbell, author of Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. And we're going to be talking about how loving yourself will shift everything in your life. And this is a topic that is near and dear to my own heart, as I'll share with you in just a couple minutes. But first, I want to start out with our healing meditation, as we always do at the beginning of the Tuesday show. And today, given our topic, what I want us to do is I want us to send love and healing energy to ourselves. I want us to all open our hearts and just feel the love that comes from the divine and know that we're part of the divine and that it is safe to love ourselves. So let's go ahead and begin. Take a deep breath in and just open your heart and love yourself. One more deep breath in just to anchor that in and keep that in your consciousness for the next week, loving yourself. I want to remind you that we've expanded so that the Monday show is now every Monday except for the second Monday of the month, which was this week. And on the third Monday of each month, which will be next week, it's an all call-in show where I'll be doing intuitive coaching and tarot guidance for you. So you need to be sure and tune in live on Monday, next Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, so you can call in and get your free coaching and guidance. I want to tell you about why this topic today is so personal to me. Some of you may remember we had Bruce Lipton on the show back in May. And one of the things Bruce talked about in his book, The Honeymoon Effect, and we talked about on the show, is that in order to love someone else, we have to love ourselves first. And that when he gives talks, he has people in the audience muscle test on the statement, I love myself. And 80% of us do not love ourselves. And I knew that this was an issue for me. And so I chose to go seek out a psych K practitioner because I knew that was what Bruce had used to help shift his own subconscious beliefs about loving himself. And you guys have heard me talking over the last couple of months about what's been going on with me and my psych K person who also does body talk. So you might remember that I've talked about her using body talk practices with me. Well, what's happened for me is the very first time I went to see her, I said, I want to work on this belief. I love myself. And she said, well, you know, it's not as direct as that. We don't just do a session with I love myself. There's this kind of indirect way because there's all these other beliefs that we have that are going to counteract if we just work on the I love myself piece. And I want to report that as of yesterday, the work I did with Pavitra, my psych K and body talk practitioner, was on the statement, I deserve to love myself. So it took 2.5 months of going almost every week to get there. But sometimes it takes that indirect route. And that's what we're going to be talking about during the light bulb moment at the end of the show. But I did want to share because, I mean, this is exactly what we're going to be talking about today, is all of us getting to that place of I deserve to love myself or I love myself. So with that, let me introduce Dr. Sherry Campbell, who's written this wonderful book, Loving Yourself. Dr. Sherry Campbell is an author and licensed psychologist with more than 19 years of clinical training and experience. She provides practical tools to help people overcome obstacles to self-love and truly achieve an empowered life. She's a featured expert on a variety of national websites and has a successful practice in Southern California. And you can get free insights from Sherry and be involved in her Facebook community and also on her website, which is sherrycampbellphd.com. Let's welcome Sherry Campbell to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Laura. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to have you here, too, as you just heard this really just, yeah. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm a narcissist. It's all about me because everything is related to what's going on in my life. But I think that we do kind of draw to us those things as we go along. So I'm really grateful that you're here and the timing is perfect for me, at least, for you to be here.
Oh, I love that. And I think that. You know, sometimes maybe it's not narcissistic. You're just self-loving and you're sharing your adventure in that with your fans and with us, and we can be inspired by you.
Well, and, you know, I want to start with that because not because, you know, people can be inspired by me. And I do believe people can be inspired by my story. I believe that people can be inspired by anyone's story. And you use your own story in your book. That's where you start out. And so I'd love for you to just kind of briefly tell us your story and how it led to you writing this book.
I had a pretty chaotic childhood, and I had a very emotionally out-of-control father, and I had a mother who was probably not the greatest fit for me as a sensitive child, and they both married multiple times, and so my life was never stable, and it was never the same, and I wasn't ever getting what I needed emotionally at all. So I was tremendously alone and very afraid and also highly sensitive. So intuitive as well, picking up on all the different changes. But
right.
There were so many people in and out of my life. And I did not learn I was important. I did not learn that I was of value. And I did not learn that I had a special place in the world. So I kind of grew up thinking, well, what about me? You know, what's wrong with me? What do I have to sacrifice to be loved? And how come I'm so easy to push to the side? So living that way from those core wounds became extremely painful. As I repeated that thought, I emanated the right people to attract to me that I was easy to push to the side.
Right.
That I could not matter. And I learned almost to love too much. I would really try to love other people so much that I would become irritable and they wouldn't go away. But that never ended up really working for me. So I had to change. And I had to really work through the layers of my childhood. And even today, I'm still working through those layers. There
right.
are still things that trigger me that I'll go, well, gosh, what about me? How come I'm so easy to push to the side? And I even still sometimes unconsciously repeat some of those patterns. So the thing about loving ourselves is it's a peeling of an onion, and it's a constant process. And you know, as the sages tell us, it's very difficult to climb up a mountain, but it takes no effort to fall down it. So loving yourself is a constant work. It's a constant practice. It's not that you're going to go to this therapist or this healer or do EFT or, you know, do whatever, and you're going to love yourself that day. It's a process, just right. like it's a process to love our spouse. We have to work on that every day sometimes. I think we are somewhat illusioned that love is just something that is workless. I think it requires our concentration and effort, and then it brings the light in. And so I describe my story because I want the reader to feel vulnerable enough, as I'm being vulnerable enough, to look at the layers of their story and to maybe uncover something through mine that maybe they hadn't thought about in their own. And every chapter is left with a differentiating opportunity to teach you how you can take control back from blame or getting stuck or repeating patterns and things like that. So I shared my story for the purpose of, you know, not because it's all about me, but because I really wanted to take you on a journey to show you how this would work in a very practical way to a difficult story.
You know, and I think it's also valuable for people to see success stories too, because otherwise we can feel like, well, it worked for them, but it'll never work for me. And to see someone who's come from someplace similar to where they are and been able to make changes and shifts, I think it gives people hope.
I hope so. You know, I think everyone has their own story.
I agree.
I think that the emotions are universal. So the way I feel pain isn't different than you. Maybe what triggers my pain is different than yours. But I think the most important thing, I've written and editing the second book, and the third one is on its way as well. They seem to be flowing right now. But I share much out of my own story, and in an effort to humanize, you know, and to understand that self-love is an ongoing process and will be something I'm working on and learning about as my relationships teach me where I'm lacking all the time in that self-love. Is it's always going to be a piece of my art of my life.
Right. Well, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about the book and how it can help people who pick it up to help learn how to love themselves. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is psychologist Sherry Campbell, talking about her book, Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Sherry. So Sherry, can you give your contact info? I know you've got a really active Facebook page and also your website and any other ways you'd like people to find you.
Oh my gosh, my website will give you 100% access to me, and it's SherryCampbellPhD.com, and my name is Sherrie, and Campbell like the soup, PhD.com. And you can link up to my Twitter there, you can link up to my Facebook there. My Facebook is amazing. It's free therapy all day, and everyone's very interactive, and I'm busy with that as much as I am with my patients, so... I never expected to have a Facebook fan page like I have. Never thought I could create something like this. So this is sort of a really special space that I have, and I'm so committed to it. And the fact that people participate is just something I'm so grateful for every day. So that's a great place to be in touch. And then I mentor, and I mentor, you know, statewide. So I do some mentoring, and I have several mentoring patients, and we talk over the phone, and those seem to be going very well. And every now and again, I speak places, and I do radio and stuff like that. So there's lots of ways to hook up with me.
Very good. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, your excitement about the Facebook page being really active. And what I love about that is that... You know, we learn not only from what you are sharing with us, but from what other people share on the page, too. And
oh my
so
gosh.
I think it's a great forum.
Yes, I learn from the people that share. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I might have PhD after my name, but at the end of the day, I'm still a human being. You know what I mean?
And I do.
I love what other people share. I mean, people are just so insightful. We're all so insightful if we can get in touch with that, and we have a group of people we can be insightful with, and we all just grow, and that's really what it's all about.
Right, exactly, and just supporting each other in that way. And you never know when, I mean, this goes back to what we were talking about before the break, but you never know when your struggle is going to inspire someone to do something about their own struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And my gosh, we're not here to do this life alone. You know, we're just not.
So let's talk a little bit about this concept of loving ourselves, because, you know, as I said at the beginning, I think that it's something that we all hear a lot, that, you know, you have to love yourself first, but we don't necessarily know how to go about doing that. So What helped you? I mean, how did you discover how to go about loving yourself? Was it, I mean, we've talked about that it's a process, but were there very specific things that you found to be helpful?
Well, I've done several things. The first thing that I did when I was, you know, 20 years younger than I am now, is I decided to dive into being alone for a year. And I wanted to see if I would feel good, because I had been repeating some patterns of just one relationship after another. And I spent that year, the first 3 months of that, pretty miserable. And I thought, gosh, no wonder I'm not keeping a relationship. I don't even like being in my own space. And after that, I really transitioned and I learned how to be happy on my own. And I made sure I took care of myself physically, and that meant good diet and exercise. It's amazing what that does for brain chemistry, by the way.
Yeah.
It's way not talked about enough in my field. It's talked obviously well enough in the nutritional field, but you know, your tummy is your second brain. So whatever you feed your tummy is what you feed your brain. And if you really want to love yourself, you have to start at that basic physical need. And then, you know, you can travel up emotionally, mentally, spiritually, but if you're not physically well, it's going to be hard to feel well emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And emotionally, I think I just dove into really letting my emotions be instead of resisting them. And because we often want to resist what doesn't feel good. And
right.
When you do that, I've learned that I strengthen that. So
yes.
Sometimes I have to battle between my ego and my emotions on what I want to feel and what my ego is saying, no, you shouldn't feel that. So allowing them the space to breathe sometimes allows that emotion to pass. And really thinking abundantly. I could not talk more about this. If we think in abundance, then we tend to feel abundant, and that changes our whole frequency, our whole magnetism. And even in your worst pain, I'm experiencing a tremendous loss in my life right now, and it's in these times where it's hard to connect to yourself because you're so connected to the loss. But I think really what goes on is that if you think abundantly, it can counteract some of those feelings of there's this tremendous loss, because whatever you've lost, the universe will want to fill that space. But allowing the feelings of loss to be there, but also still remembering how abundant you really are. And
right.
That is a huge thing about loving yourself, is remembering the abundance, not just focusing all the time on what you need to fix about yourself or what you need to change about yourself or what do you need to do to get better. You know, I mean, sometimes it's just being abundant with what you have, and it can lighten your load immediately. So,
yes, yes.
And I also don't think it connects you spiritually that way.
Well, and you know, I mean, one of the things that Robert Holden talks about that I love, I went to his happiness coaching certification workshop about, well, not quite 2 years ago. And one of the things that he talks about there is, you know, this need to change ourselves because we think we're not good enough. We're mm-hmm. fearful to let go of that because we think that we will become these blobs that will, you know, just be stagnant. But mm-hmm. what he talks about is instead focusing on becoming more of who you really are, your authentic self. And so mm-hmm. then it's not that I'm not good enough, because my authentic self is completely good enough. And I'm just focusing on being more of my authentic self, which might mm-hmm. require me making some changes in what I do or how I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that perspective on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll get patients that will say, well, what is my authentic self?
Oh, yes.
Who is that? How can I be if I don't know what it is? Like, I hear that term and I think I know, but how do I know? And I always say that it is who you are in the deepest core of yourself. You know, it's who you are before you learned that you weren't good enough. It's who you are before you had your parenting. It's who you are, you
right.
know, before everything. In the back of my book, the very last section is probably my favorite part, and it's a self-assembly program. And I talk about that we kind of start off in the cellar, and we've got to get back to being that singular cell, that perfect us before we got tainted. And yet, I think there's value sometimes in not feeling good enough, because it can be inspiring if you don't let it go too far.
Right.
So I think that it can have bring us into the authentic self in a way, as a little transporter. You know, we can look at that and go, okay, if I'm not good enough and I'm not feeling good enough, what do I need to do to get rid of that feeling? And am I loving too much? Am I this? And then we can look to change those things. But at the end of the day, we have to accept that we are human. And I think we have to take responsibility for the things that we are maybe doing that are making us not feel good enough, but that authentically, we are very lovable. We have to learn to like ourselves as people. Would you marry yourself? If you would marry you, then you're probably in a pretty good space.
Right.
You know, I think that being authentic is really coming down to being who you want to be, not who what other people tell you to be. Lots of people are going to tell us who they want us to be.
Right.
I think holding tight to who we want to be, who we choose to be, the expansion of who we are, not trying so hard, is the authentic self.
Well, and you know, it also makes me think about too, because I know that question, I've heard that question from clients too about, well, how do I get in touch with that? And one thing that helped me, and it maybe doesn't work if you're not a parent, but a former therapist of mine said to me, you know, imagine, you know, think about your son, because I have a son, and, you know, when he was first born, how you felt about him, and did it matter what he did or didn't do? Did that change if you loved him? And of course, the answer is no, right? Mm-hmm. And then if we can shift and put ourselves into that place of being just that being that, I mean, when a newborn, they do nothing, right? They do nothing for you at all. It's all about you taking care of them.
I have a daughter.
And yet you love them tremendously. And so if you can shift yourself into being that newborn and receiving that love, I'm kind of muddling it up, but I think you get the idea that it's like at our core, we are this lovable being.
And I think Eckhart Tolle says something pretty interesting in A New Earth, is that we don't need to go out and be special and stand out and be this magnificent person. We just need to be, kind of like less is more. And if you don't need to inflate your ego and you can just be, then there's this crazy space that gets created that you end up getting all the acknowledgement you want anyway by just being you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And babies, they just be. Infants
exactly.
Just being.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's time for us to take a break again. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Sherry about her book, and we're going to talk about how loving yourself will shift your life. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today is psychologist Sherry Campbell, talking about her book, Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. And, you know, the topic for today's show was about loving yourself will shift your life. And so I want to talk very specifically and directly about that. And I know that we started kind of obliquely talking about it right before the break around how being authentic, once you figure out what that means to you, shifts your experience. But Sherry, can you just say a little bit about how loving yourself will shift your life?
I absolutely will. I think that when you love yourself, and I'll just speak from personal experience at the moment of going through a tremendous loss in my life right now, I'm not breaking. A lot of times people after loss, they break, you know, whether it's a death, a breakup, the loss of a job or whatever it is, they literally break because there's no foundation inside themselves to stand upon. And I think that when you love yourself, it's not that you don't experience life's pain or struggles or challenges, you do, but you have yourself to fall into, to count on, trust, and companion yourself through your life. So your life shifts essentially and meaningfully because you don't have a need to chase an unavailable man, chase a mean boss, or prove yourself everywhere if you're having a loss. You can fall into yourself and know that it's going to be hard, but that you can make it. It develops this amazing trust. And then as you do that, you decrease your fear of life because you know you've got you to count on. We usually count on other people. We're not usually counting on ourselves for support. We usually are always going, well, I need this person or I need that person. Then we're needy and desperate, kind of sucking the life out of people, which, you know, we still need to have our supports and all of that stuff, even if we love ourselves, but we will have our own self to converse with, to fall into, because really no one's going to understand you better than yourself anyway. So when you love yourself, your life shifts because you always have a consistent companion, and that companion is you. And then you have something to count on, which changes your whole magnetic field into a more confident person. And you also can make harder decisions if you love yourself. You can be more willing to risk not tolerating behaviors or not tolerating people that
right.
you would maybe tolerate before when you didn't love yourself as much. You kind of narrow your life into only wanting to spend time around those who love, compliment, and support you, and not wasting a lot of energy or time tolerating other people. And if you love yourself, you're more accepting of other people. And I think it makes a massive shift in your life to just being easier, more understandable, a little bit more peaceful, and you always have that feeling of, okay, well, I like me, I have me, I'm going to use me at this time to get through this.
So, I mean, it really is, I don't even know how I want to say it, but I mean, there's a component of it, this isn't all of it, but a component of it that is self-sufficiency and self-resourcefulness, where you can, because you're not dependent upon other people, what other people think about you, or, you know, anything with other people, I guess, then it does give you that self-sufficiency Mm-hmm. And I would add a, I don't even know how I want to say this, a caveat or so one of the things with my life where I have not loved myself looks like that self-sufficiency and self-resourcefulness, but it doesn't mm-hmm. come from a place of loving myself. It comes from a place of not trusting other people. And so mm-hmm. being able to make that distinction between, you know, being able to rely upon yourself because you love and trust yourself, not because you don't love and trust other people.
Yes. And that is a big difference because we can be, self-motivated out of fear,
right,
of loss or depending on other people, or right. we can be self-motivated through just the idea of wanting to be personally responsible for our own stuff, which would eliminate a lot of the need to blame or not forgive or hold people in a non-trusting space. I also think as we love ourselves, we attract less of those that we don't trust. I think that our vibrational energy changes and we start to attract different people.
Well,
I've seen that all throughout.
I totally agree because this has been an issue in my life. I've looked at it a lot. And I mean, not trusting others is really not trusting myself. It's not mm-hmm. trusting myself to be okay if I'm rejected by somebody else. And so once I do really trust myself and really love myself, then, you know, whether somebody else is trustworthy or not is irrelevant because I know that I'm fine either way.
Right. Yeah. And I think some people think, oh gosh, if I love myself, then I'm going to be fine and I'm not going to feel the effects of my life or the struggles, but you will.
Mm-hmm.
And your self-love will be challenged and tested. And it is only going to be challenged and tested to help you to fall more deeply in love with yourself. So, and this is not narcissism. This is not about self-promotion or any of those things. This is about having a soft place to fall inside yourself when everything outside of you is unpredictable because
right.
everything outside of you is unpredictable. It's a fact of life. Everything that is in your life, happy or sad, it will pass. You know,
yes.
the happy times will pass and the hard times will pass. Use this too shall pass only when we're in pain, you know,
right.
but it all, you know, comfort, but it all passes. It's the only thing that can be consistent is whatever is going on inside you. And as a human being, that's also going to be in flux in reaction to whatever's going on outside of you. But if you even have a little sparkle of self-love, it will help you to get through whatever is not happy at the time you're going through. You even just need a little sparkle of it, and that tiny sparkle will light up the room eventually. So it's not an overt thing. It's just being in it. If you're sad, love your sadness. Allow it to be. It will pass. If you're happy, love your happiness. Allow it to be. It will pass.
Right,
you know,
right.
So it's kind of getting into that understanding. It's just a little sparkle that you need. It's pretty powerful, just that tiny spark.
Well, and I want to come back to what you said too about just because you learn to love yourself doesn't mean that you won't have challenges in life. And some of it is about testing your self-love. And I know that in the book you talk about, and I'm not going to get the phrase right, so you can correct me, but mm-hmm. about learning opportunities. What do you call them? Self-imposed
lessons.
Or something, learning
yeah.
opportunities,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And I'm a huge believer in this, that the universe or God or whatever word you want to give provides us the opportunities to learn the things we need to learn. And so yeah. to me, the fact that you still experience challenges is just giving you the opportunity to strengthen your self-love.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's kind of an endurance thing. I think what we lack the most down here when change happens, the change I'm going through was very unexpected. I was very cold clocked by it. And I think I experienced for the first month a state of shock. And that shock has been reverberating. However, it didn't break me because I have me still. I'm happy that I have me, that I didn't lose me.
Right.
And when you get to that place and you're happy you didn't lose you, and maybe someone else or something else did, and you're happy that it wasn't your loss.
Right.
Then
right.
you get to a place, right? Then you get to a place where you go, wow, this feels really good. I'm happy I didn't lose me. So the challenges are there. They're going to be there. They're going to stay there. They're going to make you question yourself. You go through, am I good enough still? Why did this happen to me? 9/11 shocked us all, right? Whether it's
right.
big on,
yeah.
on that level or whatever, but life sometimes just doesn't prepare you for the changes that are going to come. But I will tell you for sure, whatever I have lost in my life has always been replaced by something good or better. And the reason that is because I choose to evolve. I don't
right.
choose to break. I don't choose to stop. I choose movement. And that's what the word shifting essentially means, too, is you've got to stay in movement. If you get stuck in something, you're not going to learn to love yourself very well. So you've got to just stay in movement. And if you feel like you've got cinder blocks attached to your feet every day, at least you're moving.
That's right. But you know? You're doing something. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It is just about movement. And if you can continue moving, I'm telling you, the movement is what makes you trust yourself, because you're moving through something you don't think you can.
Right.
And you do. You
right.
really
you
do.
Get,
and you go, wow,
you get evidence.
You look back.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. Well, we're coming to the end of our time, so I want to ask you to share again with listeners where and how they can find you.
Okay, so my website is Sherry Campbell, PhD, and Sherry is spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-E, and Campbell, like the soup, PhD.com. And from there, you can click onto my Twitter and my Facebook, and you can buy my book there.
Okay, and so you can buy your book on the website or Amazon
yes,
or any
Amazon.
Place.
Barnes & Noble, Author House, yeah, lots of places.
Well, thanks so much, Sherry. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I certainly got some value out of it, and I know listeners did too.
Oh, thank you, Laura. I hope so. That's just the whole purpose, and I was honored to be a guest.
Great, thank you. We're going to take
you.
A quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how sometimes you have to take the indirect route. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with psychologist Sherry Campbell about her book, Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. You can find out more about Sherry at sherrycampbellphd.com, and it's S-H-E-R-R-I-E. Some other ways to get more help and information to move forward in your life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, and we have great discussions with guests there. On Twitter, Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great guests with lots of wonderful messages and tools and tips for you, and you can listen to the archives at any time at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the shows, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and that'll give you access to written transcripts. And sometimes I know it's easier to just kind of skim a written transcript to find the piece that you want to go back and remember if you've heard a show in the past and there was a piece you want to go back and revisit. So sign up for the newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about why this topic of loving yourself was really important to me, or very timely for me. And what that led to was me noticing that sometimes to get to where we want and need to be, we can't go there directly. We have to kind of take an indirect route. And the example for this was I first started going to Pavitra, who is my psych K and body talk practitioner, at the end of May. And I went to her specifically with the idea that I wanted her to help me work on the belief I love myself. And she told me that very first session, not going to be a direct route to get there. We have to work around all these other things that are counteracting your ability to believe that. And so really what I did was I just, every time I went to see her, I just talked about whatever was up for me in that moment. And amazingly, most everything that we worked on circled back around to this idea of that I didn't love myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I didn't think I was of value. I mean, all really the same issue, but in disguise as other issues. And some examples of things that we worked on that ultimately had to do with this same idea was fears about selling my house. And it wasn't about selling the house itself, but I was afraid I wasn't going to get any offers, or that I wasn't going to get any full price offers. Basically, that nobody was going to want what I had. So there you can see that that's kind of the same issue. Nobody wants me. Nobody wants what I have. What I have isn't of value. We worked on trust issues. You heard me talk with Sherry about that a little bit earlier in the show, of having trust issues. And the trust issues were really, if I don't trust someone else, it's because I don't trust myself. And so again, if I love myself, I trust myself. So again, there's that issue showing up for me. Most recently, we worked on my claustrophobia. And I've always had some claustrophobia throughout my life, but the last 7 or 8 years, it's gotten really bad. And I never thought of this when I moved into this apartment that I just moved into 2 weeks ago, but I live on the 20th floor. I have to go in an elevator to the 20th floor multiple times a day, and it was creating a lot of anxiety for me. Well, when Pavitra and I worked on that, it's related to the birth experience and separation, and it's the combination of being in an enclosed space and then the separation from oneness, which again comes back to loving yourself and your authentic self. So anyway, this is a long involved way to say, nothing we worked on directly was that statement, I love myself, until yesterday. So it took 2.5 months, and I've probably seen her maybe 8 or 9 times before we actually got to the thing that I came in there to work on directly. But what I'm saying is that we were working on it indirectly the rest of the time. And I do understand and believe that, you know, it's kind of like a spider's web or a maze, or all these things are interrelated, and we can't change one thing and expect it to stick if we've got all these other things that contradict it. So for a light bulb moment for today, I want to talk to you about taking the indirect route. So start from a place of thinking about a change that you'd like to make, but somehow you just can't seem to get there. You've tried a variety of things, and you can't shift whatever this thing is that you're trying to shift. And maybe that's because you need to take the indirect route. Maybe approaching it directly is not going to work. So here's how to do it differently. Keep your wish or goal in mind, but don't try and affect it directly. And in the meantime, just pay attention to what comes up for you in the moment, because it's all related. So just work on whatever issue is up for you today, in this moment. What's on your plate right now that's wanting your attention? And work through those immediate issues, and you'll eventually have also worked through what your goal or desire was in the beginning. One note of caution, beware of your ego trying to distract you. Pay attention to know the difference between an issue that on the surface seems unrelated but really is related to your big goal, and an issue that's going to pull you off that path, because our ego lots of times gets scared and does not want us to work on these big issues. So you can weigh that, and you can tell, is this something that's distracting me from working on where I'm trying to go, or really the same issue only in disguise? Just a few announcements. Again, you can sign up for the radio newsletter that comes out once a week, as well as reminders before each show, and you can do that at thelauralongleyshow.com. You can join my Facebook page. There's lots of information there about the guests that are coming up and discussions as we're going through the process with guests. And I would really love to hear who you want to have on the show. So email me with your suggestions for guests for the show at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Sherry Campbell, for sharing her information on how to love yourself. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time, as I always do. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific is an all call-in show, so you don't want to miss listening to it live. I'll be taking your calls on issues and problems in your life and offering intuitive coaching and tarot guidance. I hope you can join us so that you can get your questions answered. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people
and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.